All right, HBCU Sports App, we have Kalis Robertson with us today, a very special guest. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you, sir?
I'm doing very splendid. Tight end for Alabama A&M. So what got you started? How did your love evolve for football?
I know I started playing around 19th grade. I used to play quarterback as the JV quarterback. And one of my coaches wanted me to try playing receiver and tight end. So I got that. Then I learned how to catch and stuff like that. And then by my 11th grade year, I actually started taking it more seriously, staying in the weight room after when the teams leaves, late night, just getting it in, grinding. And 12th grade, I just fell in love with it and tried my best to put on more weight and just trying to be a ball player. And I found myself having scholarships at different schools. And so I came to A&M to show my talent.
Okay, so that sounds like a very great story. So during your high school years, you only played how many years of high school ball?
I actually played I started playing as a freshman, but I didn't really get a chance to play until my 11th grade year.
Okay, well that's a great story. I'm sure a lot of upcoming high school stars can use your story as inspiration. So when it came to you choosing Alabama A&M, what inspired you or what made you choose Alabama A&M?
What made me choose Alabama A&M, because at first I really was finna sign to Jackson State, but I told them I had to visit the A&M, so I went to A&M. I actually liked it. And so I came to A&M knowing, I know John Stallworth, he played there at A&M, and he's actually from Tuscaloosa too, where I'm from. So I just kind of put myself in the situation as I can be John Stallworth one day and try to break the records like he did and try my best just to be great.
Well, a lot of great athletes, a lot of great NFL athletes have gone on to play for the NFL from Alabama A&M. John Stallworth, Robert Mathis, offensive tackle Howard Ballard. So a lot of tradition that comes from Alabama A&M that go on to play NFL ball. So how's that inspiring you to become that next great NFL player?
I watch a lot. Like now I know I have last, 2 years ago, I played with Anthony Lanier. He plays with the Redskins right now. He's also from Alabama A&M. And I just looked at him and remember him all around playing in the weight room and lifting and how he used to play on the field. And I just try to inspire myself that one day I could be able to play in there. And I just was always prayed. And I always prayed that God just give me that chance one day.
Well, definitely you've done a great job at Alabama A&M. A lot of the times when it comes to tight ends, it's such a hybrid position that basically you have to look at the full scale from A to Z. You have to look at it, not only the speed, not only the catching ability, not only the route running ability, but also the blocking, also, the full scale. So with that being said, what have you worked on in this offseason?
I know during the season, I was around 218, but I knew I was going to have to bulk up, so I kind of added a little more weight gain. I'm around 233 now, because I know what the requirements around playing tight end around 230 to 250, so I was just trying to make sure I was in the mid-range, also where I can also keep my speed, so I'll be able to block and catch run routes at the same time, because I know that's what most NFL teams are looking for.
Okay. So I just want to ask a quick question. So are you sure you want to wear the New York Jets? I know you're a Seahawks fan. I saw that. So you sure you want to wear the New York Jets hoodie?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, I just looking for any team just to have interest in me, for real.
Okay. One thing I didn't know other notable alumni was Ruben Studdard. Did you know that? He went to Alabama?
Oh, yeah, yeah. His daughter back. Also goes there now.
He said what now?
I said his daughter also goes there now, too.
Wow. So she sings as well?
I don't know if she's singing or not. I just know she's there.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, does he come back and perform any?
Yeah, he did. He come, during homecoming. I know he came homecoming and performed. They had, a little concert on Sunday to kick off homecoming. I know he was there then.
Okay. And so I don't know if you know this, but the average tight end, the average tight end speed is actually 4.77 seconds. So actually you still, regardless of putting on weight, so forth, you're still above average, you know, when it comes to tight end. So you have the speed, and have you been working on any route running, anything like that you feel like you need to work on before the NFL draft?
Mostly, I just know I'm working more on my blocking, because route running never been a problem. I always, like, especially, like, working on route running, I always put in extra work. Like, I was always, like now I do it now, almost every week, I at least try to get on the field, like, two or three times a week, just working on my route. So that's something I love to do, just running routes and catching the ball.
Okay. So let's talk about preparation as far as being at Alabama A&M. I'm not sure if you know this as well, but the Magic City Classic, it's actually the most attended game in all of FCS Division I. How does it help you as an athlete, preparation for the NFL, being prepared for the NFL and the loud noises and so many distractions that can be that can come with being an NFL player?
I can say this because I know over my years playing the Magic City Classic, you'll understand the history behind it. So it kind of pushes you and motivates you just to want to win, make sure you win, because you have so many people behind you and so many fans come to the game, just wish you good luck and stuff before the game and stuff like that. So it kind of pushes your drive just to play a little bit harder than all the other games of your regular season. And I can remember one thing one of my coaches said, he was like, the Magic City Classic, you might as well say, it's like the Super Bowl for the sweat, because so many people going to come out and so many people going to come there and try to see who's going to win. So, and actually, over my past years in the Magic City Classic, I've made big plays. As you can see on my highlights, I got most of Alabama State on them because I know it was a big game. So,
definitely a big atmosphere. So what I do know is that Alabama A&M has won over 65% of the games since the turn of 2000, the turn of the century. Alabama A&M has won a lot, majority of the games. So definitely you have been a part of that legacy of Alabama A&M, definitely winning the rivalry games. So I think that plays very well when it comes to NFL, because there's a lot of rivalry when it comes to division matchups. When you got the AFC, you know, North, East, you have the NFC South, so forth, with that budding rivalries there. So you play two times a year with those teams in your division. So with that being said, how do you feel about, you know, meeting certain teams over and over? Do you feel like you can exploit certain matchups even though they may know you very well?
With that, I feel like I just feel like once you get in and whoever you play, you just know you just have to. It's like the same thing as I told about the Madison Test. You know, you have the fans. All there, they're going to support, because, you know, NFL fans, they always support. So you just need to make sure just doing what you need to do and just doing your part on the team, just trying to get the win.
So you already had Pro Day. So Pro Day was at Alabama A&M. Where was it located at?
No, it was located at Samford University in Birmingham.
Okay, because there are different pro days. They're held at certain campuses and so forth. So I just want to know where that was. So during that for that process, were you nervous at all? Was it really, you know, wearing on you mentally to perform well that night before? How was that?
Yeah, I can't lie. It was a little bit nervous, like overwhelmed. I'm thinking like, man, this is a big job interview for me. So I'm just trying to make sure I have the right norm, trying to prepare myself the right way, make sure I had enough water in me, and just making sure I was healthy. And it was just kind of, I'm glad I got it over with. And I actually did pretty good for a tight end, have good tight end numbers. So I just thank God for helping me out with that.
Yes, sir, definitely. When it comes to your impact, what do you feel like is your greatest attribute? Or what attribute do you have best that will best suit any team in the NFL right now?
My greatest attribute, I could say, is my vertical threat speed down the field. Like, it doesn't take me that long to, like, to open up downfield. that's to get myself open. That's something I always been good at since college. Like, I always been able to get loose around in the vertical field, like around like the line behind the line. That's because they could never run with me. So it was always pretty easy for real.
So as I mentioned before, the hybrid position, you have tight ends like Kelce, you have also you have Greg Olsen. With the evolving of tight ends when it comes to the play calling, they're creating a lot of different mismatches. How they're doing it, they're splitting the tight end out wide and so forth. They're putting on the other opposite side of the receivers. I say it's three stacked on the other side. So what they're doing is they're basically saying, hey, you need to put one of your best agility guys on the tight end, because the tight end is just as fast as most receivers, as well as has a lot of agility. I see that a lot in you. How do you feel like you can separate yourself from those other tight ends when it comes to exploiting the defense?
Yeah, with that, I could say that, like you said, now they flexing out the tight end, having them on the side by themselves, because now they can be treated as like a receiver. And that with me, with my route running and my speed, I could be considered as a good wide receiver too, because I know how to run good routes like a receiver. And I played receiver in high school, so I know what to do, what it takes to get open. So with my speed and my height and my ability just to run good routes, that helps me out a lot to separate me from the other tight ends. Cause also I'm willing to be down in the trenches and block if I have to. I like to get physical too. So
if you were ever told to drop weight and become just a wide receiver, would you do that?
I would, but many people tell me I can also play tight end too. I mean, I'm not that far away from playing tight end too. So, but if they tell me I have to do it, it's no problem with me. I think I can do that too, though.
Okay. What I do see is that a lot of the games that you are playing, at the high level, it's a lot of the rivalry matchups, as well as the actual schools that have been good the past few years, like Alcorn, 19.7 against Alcorn, and also 32 average Alabama State this prior season. With that being said, do you feel like you put on a different hat, or you put on some different shoes as far as mentality when it comes to different schools?
Yeah, I can say I know with Alcorn, every year it'd be us and them every year for the SWAC. Like, who's going to go to the SWAC championship every year, and they always end up getting it. I play my hardest in all my games, but I know kind of which game I just need to go, you know what I'm saying, where I need to just play my hardest for my team, like trying to make sure we get the win. And it's between Alabama State and Alcorn, for real. Because we always, every year since I've been here, we always had a problem with Alcorn. They always stopped us from going to the SWAC championship.
Well, that's definitely, I feel like you guys are headed in the right direction. When I say that, I mean Alabama A&M. I feel like you left them in a good tune, and I feel like it's only going to build from there. And what do you feel like you left Alabama A&M when it comes to winning, when it comes to, you know, just going through hardship and so forth? What do you feel like you left Alabama A&M as a player, as a person, et cetera?
I think I have a big impact on most of the players, because, like, I know I have three tight ends there now that's after me, and they're freshmen. So them seeing me playing last year kind of inspire them to try to do what I do, because each day, every day I see them at school and they ask me questions about this and that, and I just explain and sit down and explain to them, or we'll go out there and run routes and stuff together, or we'll be in the weight room working out just trying to get them better. You see what I'm saying? Trying to get them better, because they see me pushing myself trying to get in the field. They want to be the same thing, do the same thing I'm trying to do one day.
And being a leader is very important in the college game, and as in the NFL even more, being that, you know, you're going to be doing even more rigorous, when it comes to working out, it's going to be much more strenuous, and not even just that, just the game experience and so forth. So with that being said, you're going to carry that over to the NFL as far as being a leader?
Yeah, if it's when it's my time to do that, I'll also, I know it takes you to follow to lead. So I know when I first get in there, I won't just be an automatic leader, but I'll be able to, like, see what other leaders on the team are doing to make myself become a leader and working hard to become a leader.
It's been great, Kalis, and I really appreciate the interview. HBCU Sports App. Make sure you guys tune in next time. And make sure you follow Kalis on Instagram as well. What's your Instagram handle?
BloopMiles84.
Okay, so follow me on Instagram. Are you on Twitter?
It's the same thing.
Okay, all right. So definitely we're going to tag you on this interview. Make sure you retweet or just post up the a few times about the interview so you have your followers watch the interview as well as your Instagram, post a snippet, et cetera. And thank you so much, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.